Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to The Way That Leads to Life this morning. I'm Steve Klein. It's great to have you listening to the program. Hope everything is well with you this morning and that you're planning on getting out and worshiping God today. This is the first day of the week, and Christians come together to honor and glorify Him. And we'll be doing that at the Eastside Church of Christ this morning, and we'd love for you to come and be with us. We meet at 110 French Way in Athens, Alabama. It's just off Highway 31. We meet at 9 o'clock this morning for Bible study and a worship assembly, and 5 o'clock this afternoon, again, for a worship assembly. And just love for you to come out and be with us and honor the God of heaven who is blessing us so richly, who loves us so much and gave His Son so that we could have our sins forgiven and we could live forever. And He also gave His Son so that we could know what the truth is. We'll be talking about that in just a moment if you'll stay tuned. But we're inviting you to come and be with us. And if you can't be with us, you can check us out online. Our services are live streamed on our Facebook page. You can go to Eastside Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, and check out our Facebook page and the live streaming there this morning at 9 o'clock. You can also view that on our website at eastside-church.org, eastside-church.org. Well, as I said a second ago, you know, Jesus is the truth. He says that in John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." I want to talk to you this morning about Jesus being the truth. What is truth? What is truth anyway? Jesus says He's the truth, but what is it? Kind of interesting that that question is asked in the Bible. In fact, about 12 hours or so after Jesus declared to His disciples there in John 14 and verse 6 that He was the truth, He did that as He was with them on the night that He was betrayed. The next morning He was tried before the Roman governor Pilate, and Pilate in John 18 and verse 38 asked Him that question, "What is truth?" That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Here Jesus just declaring Himself to be the truth, and Pilate wondering what truth is as he has truth standing before him in the person of Jesus. But what is truth? What makes something true? Is truth simply what is true to you? Or is there a universal truth that is true for everyone? What is truth? You know, we live in a society that is continually changing its concept of what the truth is. To the world, truth is not what it once was. It has changed. A study was done by the Barna Organization back in 2016, and it asked millennials what truth is. And 74% of them agreed with the statement that whatever is right for your life or works best for you is the only truth you can know. So most people today, at least most of these millennials that were polled, would say that, well, truth is subjective. It just depends on whatever you want it to be, whatever is right for you. You know, in the world, truth used to be considered to be something that was absolute. Used to be considered to be something that was universal. Sometimes truth was even spelled with a capital T, truth. It was transcendent. It was from above. In fact, for many hundreds, if not thousands of years, many people on this earth understood that truth is something that came from God. For thousands of years, truth was what God said it was. Then there was a shift from those pre-modern times to the times of modernism, or what's sometimes called rationalism. As a result of this shift, the nature of our understanding of truth changed. Human beings, many of them on this planet, decided that truth was no longer to be spelled with a capital T, that there was no such thing as universal truth that came from above. But there was still a universal truth that could be found. It was out there. It could be discovered. So this was an age of science and reasoning, this age of rationalism. Truth still existed in the understanding of human beings, and it was universal, but it needed evidence and study to support it. It needed to be found. Many people listening to this broadcast this morning were alive at the peak of that modernistic movement, that modernist movement. And in fact, many of you who may be retired from places like NASA and Redstone Arsenal or other places in this area, relied on that concept of truth, that truth could be discovered. Well, those ideas of modernism are fading quickly in our society. in the shift from modernism, we've come to what is called postmodernism, where our definition of truth has changed again. Truth is no longer a capital T universal truth. It's no longer even out there to be found. It's a lowercase personal truth. It's truth that's to be discovered within us. So that's what that poll that the Barna organization put out suggests, that many people today, especially younger folks, see truth as something that is whatever works best for you. It's whatever you want it to be. It's whatever you think it is. It's a personal thing that you can decide for yourself. Has truth really changed? Or is it just our perception of truth that has shifted? So we go back to our question, what is truth? And we go back to what Jesus says. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. You know, this program is called The Way That Leads to Life. Jesus says, I am the way. He says, no one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus says, I am the truth. Do we accept that? Do we accept the idea that Jesus is the truth? Again, a lot of people today don't. One young lady tried to explain it this way, the modern idea or postmodern idea of what truth is. She said, life is like a stained glass window and people are like bees. So just picture that in your mind. Okay, life is like a stained glass window. People are like bees. What does she mean by that? Each bee looks in from a different piece of the stained glass window and as a result sees what is inside a little differently. So imagine all human beings, we all look at life, but we all see it a little bit differently. And truth is the way we see things. That's what she says. That however you see it, that's what truth is. But obviously that's not the case. If we understand that truth is an objective reality, that reality, whatever that may be, is actual truth. And our perception of it may not be what is true. So we've redefined truth to be something that's subjective, but our redefinition of it doesn't fit, certainly not what the Bible says, and it doesn't make sense in terms of reality, so to speak. So what we've said and what the Bible says is that Jesus is the truth. Jesus communicates the truth of God to mankind. In the Gospel of John again, in John chapter 1 and verse 14, we can read that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So it's talking about Jesus, and it calls him the Word, who became flesh and dwelt among us. Goes on to say, we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the only begotten Son of the Father is called the Word of God, and he is full of the truth. Next couple of verses on in John 1, verses 17 and 18, the text says that the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So truth came through Christ. God's truth came through Christ. Jesus doesn't just say things that are true. Things are true because he says them. He is the truth. He is God's word, and he is the definition of what truth is. Later on in the Gospel of John, in John 17 and verse 17, Jesus prayed to the Father about his apostles, and he said, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So God's word is truth. Jesus is God's word. He is the expression of God's truth. Now, if you're understanding all of that, you're seeing what the Bible claims, that Jesus doesn't just have some part of truth, that Jesus isn't just some idea about what truth is, but his claim is, and the Bible's claim is, that he is in fact the very definition of truth, that he defines truth. Jesus gave God's word, the truth, to his apostles and prophets who produced the New Testament. So what that means is we have the truth of Jesus in our New Testaments. We have the explanation of who Jesus is. We have all of the reliable information about what he said and what he did. In the New Testament, we have instructions that he gave his apostles and prophets, either when he was here on earth or through the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Jesus himself says about his apostles in John 17 and verse 8. I've given them, he's praying to God, he's talking about his apostles. He says, I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. In John 17 and verse 14, he says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Earlier in this context in John, in chapter 16, again, this is all happening the night that Jesus was betrayed. He would be arrested that night and then be presented to Pilate for trial early in the next morning. But earlier that evening in John 16 and verse 13, Jesus tells his apostles, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. You see, Jesus is the source of truth, and Jesus passed truth on to his apostles through the Holy Spirit. The promise Jesus makes here to his apostles, if we believe him, if we believe the Bible to be true at all, we see that Jesus is saying that he would give all truth to and through his apostles that would come from him to the Holy Spirit down to the apostles. And so he is the source of truth, and we find that in the writings and teachings of his apostles and prophets. Jesus is the Word, and the truth comes then from knowing his Word. That's why we need to study our Bibles. That's why the way that leads to life is really a way that is directed by God's Word, the Bible. That's why we encourage Bible study. And again, at Eastside, we want to encourage you to study your Bible, for it truly is God's Word, and it is the truth given to us by Jesus Christ through his apostles and prophets. The New Testament is all of that. Jesus is the Word, and the truth comes from knowing his Word. You know, at Eastside, we study the Bible in depth regularly. We have Bible classes for all ages. Again, they start at 9 o'clock this morning. We'd love for you to be with us and experience in-depth Bible study for all ages and a number of different subject matters. And we go through the Bible in our young people's classes entirely through the Bible once every 4 years, going through what the Bible says, looking at what truth is. And again, we invite you to be with us. We'll be meeting at 110 French Way this morning, 9 o'clock in Athens, Alabama. We'd love for you to be with us in our Bible studies. But to continue on, Jesus is the Word. The truth comes from knowing his Word. In John chapter 8 and verse 31, Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, If you abide in my Word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus says, if you'll just abide in my word, you'll be my disciples, you'll know the truth, and it will make you free. He goes on to explain to them that they need to be made free of sin. Jesus, his word, the truth, is what makes us free from sin. Again, in John 14 and verse 6, he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. In light of all this, when we go back to Pilate's question, what is truth? It kind of seems a little silly, really. Because there Jesus is, truth incarnate, standing right before him, the one who defines what all truth is. And Pilate asks him, what is truth? And then he walks away from the truth. So what does all this mean about the nature of truth? From a Bible perspective, truth is of divine origin. Ultimately, all truth is God's truth. Truth is from above. It's not of this world. It's not what the crowd speculates something to be. It's not determined by opinion polls. It's not discovered by public surveys. Truth is not grandfathered in by human tradition. You know, it's not necessarily true just because we've always done it that way or we've always thought this certain thing. That's not what determines truth. Truth can be known, absolute truth can be known, only by divine revelation. God is the one source and sole author of truth. Now, God reveals aspects of truth in creation. We can see his power. We can see his divinity. We can learn a lot about what truth is through the revelation of the creation that surrounds us. And so we are not here this morning denying that there's truth available in the world that we can see through natural creation, especially concerning the very power of God his wisdom, and the nature of how he operates. God, however, has revealed his truth to us, particularly through Jesus Christ, as we've said, through his word given to apostles and prophets and recorded for us in our New Testaments. So God is the one source and sole author of truth. That brings us to several questions we might like to ask. Well, what's the truth about sin? What is sin? Who defines what a sinner is? Well, sin is whatever God says it is. That's the truth. Judgment is whatever God says it is. Salvation is achieved or given or obtained by whatever way God says it is. Heaven and hell are what God says they are. It matters not what man says, but simply what God says. One word of what God says is worth more than 10,000 libraries of what human beings say. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 4, then, the Apostle Paul will write, "Let God be true, though every man be found a liar." Let's let God be true. Let's let the Word of God be true. It may not be what we think ourselves. It may not be according to our opinions. It may not be what we've always been told, what we read in the Bible. But what we read in the Bible is the truth. It is the truth. And everything else is not the truth if it contradicts what's in Scripture. Let's let God be true. Let God be found true, though every man be found a liar. See, Jesus is the truth because he's divine, because he's God in the flesh. The Bible tells us that. He, in fact, one of his names, Emmanuel, means God with us. Jesus is God in the flesh. He's not too good. He's too good not to be true, frankly. He is truly the representation of God in human form. So in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, the text there says that he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. Jesus is exactly the representation of God for us to understand, to hear, and believe. And in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, talking about Jesus, the Apostle Paul writes, "In him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily." So Jesus is the truth. The truth is divine, and Jesus is divine. The truth is absolute. That's something else that we can say then about the nature of truth. Truth is divine. Truth is absolute. Without God, there cannot be any absolutes. Without absolutes, there can be no objective, universal truth. Without absolutes, truth becomes subjective. It becomes relative. It becomes even pragmatic. So without absolutes, truth gives way to mere personal or cultural preferences. And that's the attitude of many of us today, as we've already said. And we've seen it in surveys. We can see it daily on the news or listening to the radio news or whatever it might be. But truth, actual truth, is absolute because God is absolute. Everything contrary to the truth is contrary to God. Truth in that way is exclusive. It's not inclusive. Truth is discriminating. It excludes what is not true, right? So in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 21, John writes to Christians and he says, "I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth." No lie is of the truth. The issue in our day is whether there is absolute truth that is true for everyone, no matter who they are, where they live, or what they do. Many people say truth is whatever they want it to be, as we've already talked about. They claim that what you believe is true for you, and what I believe is true for me. Even when those two things are worlds apart, people will say, "Well, you have your truth and I have my truth." Something cannot be both true and not true. In such a worldview of self-deception, you know, there's no longer objective truth. There's no longer truth at all. That's the world that we're living in today, if we accept that premise, that worldview. We need to understand that all truth is universally true. There's no place where truth is not true. true truth, if you will, is comprehensive. It is total. It is complete. One person said that biblical Christianity is truth concerning total reality. That's a great statement. Biblical Christianity is truth concerning total reality. Truth is absolute because it's derived from the one God. Absolute truth depends on God. So listen to the psalmist in Psalm 100 and verse 5, who says that the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Truth is enduring, doesn't change with time, not divine truth, not true truth, if you will. The other thing we want to say about truth and observe about it is that truth is singular. That is to say, truth is a single entity. It does not exist in just bits and pieces of unrelated ideas or disconnected data. The Bible often uses the definite article, the, when it's talking about truth. So Jesus is not a truth. Jesus is the truth, is what the scriptures say. His word is the truth. Truth can never really merely be a truth, as if it exists in fragments from various sources. Truth is not a collection of ideologies gleaned from detached sources. It can never be found in a study of comparative religions or competing philosophies. You'll never get to truth that way. All truth is to be found in the one and true God. It can't be found in Buddha or Karl Marx or Joseph Smith or Muhammad or some collection of everything that those individuals or others have done. Truth is found in God. Truth is found in God. And so because truth is one body, there is one body of truth, it is always internally consistent. If we find inconsistencies, then something that we're believing or finding is not the truth. Truth doesn't contradict itself. Well, it may seem to at times until we understand it better, but truth does not contradict itself. Truth always speaks with one voice. It's always in perfect agreement with itself. It's always in harmony with everything else it says, since each aspect of truth is congruent, if you will, with the sum of its parts. In fact, the Bible talks about it in that way, in exactly that way. In Psalm 119 and verse 160, the psalmist says, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever." The sum is what you come to, you know, when you add everything up. You have all of these things, you add up, and then you come to the sum, and that's the truth. So truth is a unified. It is, again, all the information that's accurate, that's real, and it's brought together in one unified whole. In other words, truth presents a singular worldview. It presents one origin for the universe, one problem for the human race, one way of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is over all and through us all and in us all, Ephesians chapter 4 says. There's unity in truth. There's unity in truth. So because of that, Christians can speak the truth in love. We can speak the truth in love. And we're trying to do that even on this program as we talk about the very nature of truth itself. Hope you're following along. Hope you're understanding what we're saying and why it's important. The reality that Satan would like you to think that maybe you've discovered a piece of truth or what you think is a piece of truth, and you're focused on that, but you're ignoring a lot of other pieces, and you don't have the truth if you don't have the whole truth. Do we understand that this morning? You don't have the truth if you don't have the whole truth. And the whole truth is found in Jesus and in His Word. We need to accept the whole truth. And if there are things in His Word that you haven't accepted, that you don't agree with, you don't have the whole truth. Jesus is the Word, and His Word is truth. Truth, then, is, as we're saying, something we can rely on. It is a unit. It is a whole. It is a body, if you will. It is one thing. And truth is objective. This means that truth is not something that's derived from our personal feelings. It's not determined by our intuition. Truth has real meaning. It communicates that which is reality. You know, words mean something in regard to truth. It's truth is definite. It's definitive. It's conclusive. It's not just abstract. It's not vague. It's not nebulous. Because truth is objective, it's also impartial. It's unbiased. It's unprejudiced. It's nonpartisan. Truth speaks to all people in all places the same. Truth never speaks out of both sides of its mouth. It never caters to the crowd. It never says one thing to one person and something else to another. Truth addresses all people alike as it finds them. Truth is for everybody. The one truth is for everyone. It doesn't discriminate in that way. God is no respecter of persons. And because God is truth, truth is no respecter of persons. The truth is what the truth is. And it's the truth for everybody. It's given to us, again, through Jesus in his word. And it's immutable, which means it's not changeable. It's not going to change. It is what it is. God does not change, and neither does his truth. It cannot be, you can't have something that's, you know, true today, but not true tomorrow. Truth like Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what the Bible says about Jesus, you know, in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change, and he's the truth, and therefore the truth doesn't change. Our society may try to, and it does, try to redefine morality. Culture may try to reclassify our mores, our morals. But Jesus identified himself as the truth, not as the custom of the day, not as what's popular, not as what's fashionable, not as what, you know, everybody's accepting now as opposed to what they accepted last year. Truth is forever the same. The psalmist says in Psalm 119 and verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8, Isaiah says that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God abides forever. The world may change, and it does change, but truth doesn't. Society may try to redefine things. Kingdoms rise and fall, but the truth remains unchanging. Truth is permanent, fixed, and established. It's inflexible, unvarying, constant, lasting. It's enduring. It's timeless. It's unchanging. It's always relevant. It's always relevant, no matter what we think. The truth is always current. It's always contemporary, but it's always the same. Truth addresses the issues of the day. If we'll just understand what the truth really is, we need to try to do that, don't we? To understand what the truth really is. The truth is authoritative, because it comes from God himself, and God is the supreme authority. Jesus, when he was teaching in Luke chapter 4 and verse 32, the people were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. And Jesus says of himself in Matthew 28 and verse 18, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." We believe in the authority of Jesus Christ. Do you believe in it? If you believe in the authority of Jesus Christ, then you believe that he is God in the flesh, and he brought us the truth. He is the truth. His word is truth. And that is what we must believe and know to be free from our sins and to walk the way that leads to life. I hope that you'll consider what we've said this morning. Maybe that your idea of what truth is has been somewhat altered by what we've talked about from Scripture, and that you'll come to believe and know the truth and walk the way that leads to life.